Well, I'm going to try to keep this brief, but I just want to first acknowledge that when I met with Gil and with Sharon a couple weeks ago, they said, 50 to 60 people. So I'm just wondering who all you people are. So if you are related to Gil and Emmy, would you raise your hand? All right, that gives you an idea. Great, thank you. If you know Gil and Emmy from church, raise your hand. All right. Friends, you can be multiple things, I'll note that. Yeah, great. Friends of family? Right, okay. Did I miss something significant?
Neighbor.
Any neighbors? No. Oh, a few. Thank you very much. Very nice. All right. Well, I just had to start with one Gil and Emmy story, and I've told it here before, so folks from Epiphany may have heard it, but this goes back a few years now to pandemic times, which were very strange, as you all know. And I don't even know what kind of worship we were doing at the time to deal with the current phase of the pandemic, but safe to say that it seemed like everyone had left, but I was working away in the office, and I came out, and there was still Gil and Emmy's car in the parking lot, and they were in it. And I said, "What are you still doing here?" And Gil, without missing a beat, says, "Don't you know this is where old folks make out?" Ah, what a life. Joy, adventure, family, faith, love. And I think most of you know that life was not always so easy for Emmy. Some of her joy in this past year or so was taken from her by the frustrations with her health. And ease and comfort took a while to find her in the form of Gil. Emmy, like Hannah in the Old Testament, kept the faith through good and ill. She, like Hannah, was not drunk, but was simply a woman deeply troubled and poured that into prayer. But unlike Hannah, she had babies. She had Sharon and George and Linda. She worked hard and she played hard. Emmy was a perfect mix, from my estimation, of contentment and eager anticipation for the next baby she could hold. It is no surprise to me that in the last days of her life, one of the last pictures that was taken of her was her with a baby, another great grandbaby. Do you all know the story of Anna from the Gospel of Luke? You might not know this story very well because her story is overshadowed a bit by the other story that we often read on the same day, the story of Simeon, whose words are actually recorded, whereas Anna's words are just summarized. But it says that in her widowhood, she spent every day in the temple in fasting and prayer. And that when she saw the baby Jesus, she began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. In this baby was hope, as there always is with a baby, no matter the circumstances. And that, I believe, is what Emmy had in common with both Anna and Hannah. Hope in what a baby could be and a baby could bring. But even more than that, hope in what God could yet do. That God could make a way when no way seemed possible. Not only for her, but for the redemption of Israel. and for words spoken of truth to a people desperate for a king, and for Emmy's family, and for her church, and for her team, whatever the team was at the time, and I believe for the whole broken and beloved world that God has made. One of the hardest things about the last year or so of Emmy's life for me as one of her pastors was her fervent prayer request. For a while, most every week she would come up during communion, because we pray with folks during communion, she would come up and she would say that she just wanted to be able to think or remember clearly again. And then that turned into a prayer that her body would just cooperate with her. It was hard because she wasn't getting better, and yet she clung to hope. And she knew that she was surrounded by love. Emmy lived a good, long, faithful life, and here we are with much to mourn and much to be grateful for. But how do we, like Emmy and Anna and Hannah, keep the faith, lean into hope? Well, do you all know that Gil and Emmy spent most every morning, I assume this continued, and I don't know how long ago it started, but they spent most every morning in devotion together, that they would read the scriptures together and pray together. Emmy told me that sometimes she ran out of time. She worried that she hadn't fit everyone in to her prayers. And they came to church so consistently that Gil felt the need to call and explain why they weren't there on the rare occasions that they missed. And of course, Emmy poured love and generosity into her beloved family. And Emmy knew how to have a good time with her champagne with a strawberry, thank you for including that, and her kisses and that smile. How do we keep the faith and cling to hope? Pray and worship and love and maybe hold a baby sometimes. Refuse to relinquish hope. Don't let your mourning and frustration overtake your seeking the redemption of this world. For Jesus was born among us that we might have life and have it abundantly. Thanks be to God for God's promises, for Emmy's sake, today, and for the rest of us. In Jesus' name, amen.